The vision that the Apostle John was given of the Lord walking among the lampstands reveals the state of the church on earth during the Christian era. The seven churches in Asia Minor represented the universal church of Christ throughout the ages, and the Lord's words of blame, approval, or warning can be applied to believers and churches everywhere. Then God made known to his servant the events that were to take place afterwards. John saw a door standing open in heaven, and he heard the Lord's voice resounding like a trumpet, saying, "Come up here, and I will show you what must happen after this." At once he was caught up in the Spirit and found himself standing before God's throne. John saw that someone was sitting on the throne, someone whose beauty and splendor he describes in terms of precious stones. A rainbow like an emerald encircled the throne. Since the flood in Noah's time, the rainbow has been the symbol of God's covenant of grace with the earth, a visible heavenly reminder of divine faithfulness and mercy. Around the throne, 24 elders dressed in white and wearing crowns of gold on their heads were seated on 24 thrones. John does not say who these elders are, but evidently they are redeemed and glorified saints who appear in heaven as kings and priests. The number 24 representing Old Testament believers by the 12 tribes of Israel and the New Testament saints by the 12 apostles of Jesus Christ. From the throne came flashes of lightning and peals of thunder, signs of God's power and coming judgment. Before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. John says that these are the seven spirits of God, the Holy Spirit in all his power and perfection. In front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. Around the throne were seven living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and behind. The first living creature was like a lion, the second like a young ox, the third had the face of a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of them had six wings and was covered with eyes all around. Day and night they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." These living creatures that are associated with the throne of God combine characteristics both of the cherubim of the prophet Ezekiel's vision and the seraphim seen by the prophet Isaiah. Their intelligence and insight are revealed in their being covered with eyes. Whenever the living creatures give praise to God, the 24 elders fall down to worship him who lives forever and ever, laying their crowns before the throne and saying, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they have their being." Then John saw a scroll written on both sides in the right hand of the one who sat on the throne, and it was sealed with seven seals. Seven is the number of divine perfection and fullness. A mighty angel said in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But there was no one in all the universe who could do that. So John wept. One of the elders told him not to weep, because the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the descendant of David, had triumphed. He could break the seals and open the scroll. Then John saw a lamb standing in the center of the throne, looking as though it had been slain. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes. Horns are the symbol of strength, and eyes represent vigilance and insight, so the lamb was seen as having almighty power and perfect knowledge. Christ the Redeemer is both the Lion of Judah, who has the power to crush all his enemies, and the Lamb of God, who died to save his people. He came forward and took the scroll from the hand of him who sat on the throne. At once songs of praise in honor of the Lamb were heard in heaven. The four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song in praise of the one who is worthy to take the scroll and open the seals, because with his blood he had purchased men from every nation and people and tribe, and had made them a kingdom of priests to serve God and to reign on the earth. Then John saw myriads of angels standing round the throne, worshipping the Lamb, and saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and honor and glory and blessing. Then every creature in the whole universe praised him who sits on the throne and praised the Lamb. The four living creatures said, Amen, and the elders fell down and worshipped. Next episode, the opening of the seven seals.